Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We got a lineup. Yanks are on their longest winning streak in a while, and they have their ace on the bump. Lineups are out, and we're going to talk all about it. We're going to do the lineup, the what to watch for, the pitching path to victory, the homer draft, the over-under, and maybe we'll give a premonition or two. Jake's premonition was dynamite yesterday.
It's just what I saw.
What was my premonition yesterday?
I saw you pushing a narrative that they were thinking about playing without hats, but that was on the internet later.
I said Gary and Snow were going to exchange a smile.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did.
Didn't see it.
Gary hit too many doubles.
They probably did.
The no hat thing. Yeah, that's a crazy rule.
We had a killer pregame show yesterday. We each got a homer draft. Premonition hit.
I got the over right.
Over came through late with the trash reliever at the end, which you were
that's what I said.
It was beautiful. Twins fans put on a display of bad Yankee-ness yesterday. I mean, putting a reliever down two in his first MLB appearance against the Yankees. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. No Nelson Cruz yesterday and no Josh Donaldson at third. And we saw the Astudillo cutoff. Like, I was feeling it for Twins fans a little bit yesterday because it felt Yankee-ish.
And Astudillo bobbled another ball, right? Like a bouncer.
Yeah, the chopper.
The cutoff was hilarious.
Pretty wild.
The catcher's reaction. Like, I don't know if they would have got him, but like.
No, whoa. It would have been a bang-bang play, and that's a really tough play for a catcher to make. It's going to take a hop, and you got to put the tag on. But to cut it, there's no reason to cut it off, which was wild. So, hey. And, man, the game was fun last night. The Yankees were fun. They had some good at-bats. Like, Gary was just missing until he connected. Papadou, everybody was hitting. Like, last night was a fun Yankee game.
So let's do it again.
Let's do it today.
The lineup for tonight.
Get it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
One wrong word, and I will.
Two hops this time. Hand on your knees.
Crisscross. Been to too many weddings. That song. Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle.
That's better.
Down.
Yeah, that's, see, I'm already in a better mood. You keep singing that as I do the lineup. DJ is batting first and playing first. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Gleyber Torres in the three hole, playing short. Giancarlo Stanton plays 2 days in a row. What? DHing. Gio Urshela is at third. Odor is at second. And Duhar hit the homer yesterday, so he's back out there. Higgy is catching because Cole's on the bump, and Brett Gardner is in center field. And while it's not a terrible lineup.
Wrong hole.
Wrong chamber. While it's not a terrible lineup, it shows the frustration of the way this roster's built, that we have a personal catcher. Sucks. And we have a DH only. Sucks. Mm.
Nice shot. Yeah, and I mean, you know, Gerrit Cole coming off his, you know, arguably his worst start of the season. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. With Gary swinging good bat, with Boone in the presser yesterday saying, like, Gary is the starting catcher. You know, Yankee fans put out of the slightest bit of hope. Didn't happen. And, yeah, it's like with everything else tied to Cole right now, I mean, the grippy stuff and the Donaldson stuff, I'm actually half okay with it because for me, this is a do or die. Like if Gerrit Cole comes out, shoves, you know, and he can kind of give the bird to the grip stuff, he can give, you know, there's a reason Higgy's out there. If it doesn't happen tonight, then like, dude, no Higgy. You lose your privilege. So I'm kind of all right with it. Let's jump in the deep end and swim, baby.
I've never been all right with it, so I continue to not be all right with it.
Sure.
I hate personal catchers, and it's stupid. And the only people that get them are big babies. And you have to be really, really good and a really big baby, and you get a personal catcher. Cole, you should be so good you can pitch to anyone.
I think a lot of the conversation open up.
Well,
leaves variables to that as well.
So, big one to watch for will be Cole's spin rate. That will be... You won't even need to watch it. Just open up Twitter as you're watching the game because the first fastball, as soon as that information comes in, it'll be tweeted out everywhere. And then, obviously, Josh Donaldson, that at-bat is really good because JD pointed out that Cole's spin rate was down. Kay was all fired up about this. Donaldson came back today and was like, I wasn't trying to, like, out Cole. It's just the first pitcher that is a known user of sticky stuff that had his spin rate drop afterwards. The next start, Bowers dropped.
Right.
And, like, since then, a lot have dropped. Cole was just the first. So, I mean, I get it, but I also, like, Cole, like, you kind of, you used this stuff and got a $300 million, so you should be able, you should know you're linked.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And it's, you know, yes, Cole and a bunch of other pitchers are linked to this kind of action. So when you name a name, which is a big thing in the baseball MLBPA community, you know, to just name one, that part is kind of bush. It's a little bush league. Like, you, if you're going to name names, which Josh Donaldson has wanted to, you can't just say the one name of the opposing pitcher who's there this week, even if it's kind of, it's true.
It was the first pitcher at the time he said it was the only pitcher that spin rate had come down after the suspension. So he kind of get it. Whatever.
It's going to be must watch. I mean, it's the story of baseball today. That first Donaldson Cole at bat.
Can I give you some fan fiction?
Sure. Always.
Gerrit Cole, if I was writing this game as a drama fan screenwriter,
yes.
Gerrit Cole throws and either it hits Donaldson or he buzzes him, but Higgy doesn't catch it clean, like just kind of blocks it, and the ball's on the ground, and Donaldson scoops it up with his hand.
Licks it.
And shows it to the ump, and then the ump's in a pickle. Mm. Then the whole stadium's in a pickle. Mm. Like if he takes one to the ribs, and instead of acknowledging Cole running the first, just picks it up, examines it, like goes to the ump like... with the sticky stuff and then shows the ump. That's the fan fiction I'd write, because what happens then? Puts the ump in a goddamn pickle.
Yeah, I think in that fan fiction, Donaldson grabs it, and he does the football celebration where you pretend to spike it, and it's stuck to his hand.
Yeah, or he picks it up, pretends to throw it back at Cole, but it's stuck, and he overdoes it like that, but it's like at Cole.
Know what it does? He knows eyes are on this, so he... goes for the full throw it back, but he spikes it, and then he very clearly says, must have stuck to my hand.
Yeah.
And it's like a breakdown. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's going to be must watch tonight. Interested to see the Twinkies. Nelson Cruz is in the lineup tonight. Kind of couldn't believe they didn't have him in against Monty. So let's see what that looks like. I don't think so.
Or like a little schoolgirl?
No. 38-year-old man. Blanco Donaldson, don't care. Randy Dobnak is on the bump tonight. You guys, you Yankee fans, you told him what he did as a side job. Tick, 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 tick. And that was a conversation.
Might be the softest collection of people in the world that thought chanting Uber was rude.
And Randy, Jim, as you just looked up, the baseball gods aren't looking down on him well right now.
No, he so his changeup, he was a three-pitch pitcher last year and like basically a four-pitch pitcher in 2019. This year, he's a two-pitch pitcher. He completely scrapped the changeup and the four-seam so far. So it's just two-seam fastball and slider. Can I give you the expected slugging on his sinker, which is the pitch he throws the most, is 468. The expected slugging on his slider is 651. The expected slugging on his four-seam is 501. The expected slugging on his changeup, which he's only thrown 26, is 378. So that's good, but the actual slugging on his changeup is 750. Every one of his pitches just gets rocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
He throws a 91-mile-per-hour sinker and an 84-mile-per-hour slider. So he's a two-pitch pitcher this season, and yeah, man, his baseball savant page is as ugly as it gets. He's in the first percentile for expected batting average. First.
Yeah, his, almost his whole baseball reference is a shade of blue, or baseball savant, excuse me, you don't want to see. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, average fastball sits 91. I guess something to watch for is, does he try to mix up his pitch mix? Does he try to throw some more changeups or something tonight? We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, after the Yankees put some good ABs together yesterday and the Twins looking to fully die this year, pretty excited for this game. This should be a good matchup for the Yanks. Obviously bummed Gary's not in there because I think how he's been swinging versus Randy Dobnak is more impactful than Higgy can add to Cole this day. But what's dead may never die. So
what about
Love?
Gary, if it's a close game, Cole's out, Gary has to pinch hit, right?
Close game, Cole's out, Gary has to pinch hit, yeah.
We'd be upset if that didn't happen. With the off day coming Friday, and then only two games, and then an off day Monday. It's not like he had an off day 2 days ago, so it's not like we need to give Gary a full day of rest here.
It's likely funny business with an NL Park coming up where someone's going to double switch out. So
if there's if it's a close game and Cole is out in the 7th, 8th, or 9th, Gary has to pinch hit for Higgy.
I would say if they're down. I think if they're up.
Up with runners in scoring position. Up two
then
with
there's
runners
a
in,
chance. Okay. There's a chance, but also depends on Higgy's game to that point. And, you know, the Yankees love a good rest day, so if they can get Gary the full one, they'll try. But, yeah, watch out for the Gary pinch hit. I don't know. You got a big W2, W4?
I gave, like, four already.
Right. I mean, a lot of them around the starting pitcher and kind of the storyline of baseball.
That's good ones.
Okay, those are the
Cole
big ones.
Spin rate. Cole versus Donaldson.
Right.
Gary pinch hitting.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Dobnak. I think, you know, the broadcast was getting a little too romantic about it last night, but it's Papa Do. It's Andujar. Four homers in the last 10 games or whatever it is. And, hey, man, if he keeps hitting, lock down that left field spot. So, yeah, Papa Do, catcher in left field, we kind of ruled out those as conversations for a little while. Catcher, it seems like Gary has taken that over. Andujar, he's a good series away from having that taken over. And then when you talk some roster construction stuff, leads to some fun combos. So watching Miggy Do, they were getting so romantic about the Gary and Miggy comebacks last night, which was nice, but let's get more.
Do you think we will get the same formula they did last night of Clint pinch hitting for Odor, then Wade replacing him defensively?
If it's a close game, yes, because the Yankees nerds like to believe they're perfect button pushers.
I liked it last night. I mean, obviously it worked last night, but I like it in theory as well. Like, who cares? Clint's a better bat than Odor, and Wade's a better at defense than Odor.
Right.
And then you don't put Clint out there in late innings. So, I mean, if they're just sitting on the bench anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. I was like, oh, this is something that we can keep doing.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, Clint started the rally last night, which was pretty big. Yeah, I mean, it just stinks because you're burning two bodies instantly, but in the right situation in seventh, eighth, ninth inning, yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. I mean, this game's not going to be close. The Yankees are going to win big.
Wow. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You like the name Griffin Jacks?
Everyone was a little too excited about it. It's much. It's a lot going on. I like Griffin or Jacks, probably paired with a more normal name.
Jonathan Jacks.
I think Jacks Griffin is the better
name.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we Yeah.
What about Chad Jacks? That would be too much.
No. Can't Chad Jacks.
Chad Jacks.
Can't Chad Jacks.
Anyone out there with the last name Jacks, just know you can't name your future son Chad.
Yeah.
That's out.
There's probably a laundry list of names that just don't fit with Jacks.
Yeah, the last name Jacks kind of eliminates a lot of first names. You probably can't do...
Jake Jacks.
Jake, or I was going to say Jack.
Actually, you can.
Jack Jacks.
Jake Jacks.
That guy's in prison or a superstar?
In sales.
No.
Jake Jacks.
No, I don't see it.
Oh, he's a bad salesman.
Oh, okay.
Pitching path to victory. Last night, we saw Johnny Laza, Chad, and Wandy Peralta.
That's who I said I wanted to see. I wanted the Greasers.
The Greasers. We didn't need any Chappie to finish off with the Greaser crew. So that
I like Wandy replacing Chappie as the back end means that they've scored runs. The Greasers fired up the bats.
The Greasers fired up the bats. People are saying. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, Cole, you'd hope for a big bounce-back start. Again, five innings, five earned last time. I think you're hoping for seven. Let's call it six. Chad and Johnny both threw the same amount last night.
With an off day Friday, you'd like to think they can go again today if needed, but then and then they'd win the series today, and then tomorrow they'd go scrap heap bullpen. So I have them available today.
Cole to Nestor.
In a blowout?
Next.
Litke in for fun?
I thought about it. I thought about them maybe stretching out Litke or Sessa because we've been waiting for that. Nestor's there. Use him is what they're saying. He's up in the first yesterday.
What do they call this on Yes Network, the bullpen chart that they show? They called it something weird yesterday.
Yeah.
Recipe or
bullpen recipe or something like
or
that
or bullpen ingredients or it was something weird. Yeah. I was like that. Just call it bullpen usage.
Yeah, I see what they were saying, but it's not good.
Okay.
Ruka on the call.
I know. I was texting him saying it's awesome to hear him again.
Hashtag me too.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Good job by both of us.
Is this like the first time we both?
First time we both got a homer of the series. I'm checking the charts. No, the time when you got a Jay Bruce homer, which is just as crazy as my Ford one, but I never bring it up.
Jay Bruce has 300-plus career home runs, so no.
Yes, I had Judge. So this is the second time we both got a point in the same game this season.
In June.
They don't hit a lot of home runs.
Kind of nuts. They're about to start.
Andujar's was a laser.
Laser.
His home run in the last game against Tampa was a laser.
Gary
too.
Almost hit five.
Dude, Gary's hit. I don't know how to explain it in words or whatever, but when you see it, his first hit that finally went over the shortstop's head, the double or I don't know what it was. That swing was so cool. It was like he had a whip.
There was a double a couple games back, like an up and in fastball, and it was like, yeah, I haven't seen that Gary in a little bit.
And it wasn't his home run swing. You know, it was just like, I'm just meeting the ball here. I'm just hitting the ball here. So I hope we see that a lot more because, it felt foreign. And then I was like, wait, kind of how he swings when he's not it's just swinging for a home run all the time.
It's a nostalgia game last night, Gary and Do.
Gary and the Do.
Who are you going to take, Jim?
Well, you have the first pick, so.
Me?
You have the first pick, young Jake. Yeah.
Because I had the middle picks yesterday. I can't take Gary or Stanton. Let's see. DJ came close to the homer. I was hoping he was going to make me eat my bugs yesterday, but the power's just off still.
Eat your bug's butt.
What did you just say?
You talking to me or BBD?
Say what you said into the microphone again.
Eat your bud's butt.
I think you said eat your bug's butt.
Bugs?
Boo-doo-boo-boo.
Dance like a bug.
With my first pick, I am going, you know what, Jim?
You know
what? I'm gonna pull some bad strategy. Do you mind? Actually, no. I lied. I'm going to take Gio Urshela.
What could possibly be that?
I'm taking Gio Urshela, and with my second pick, I'm taking Aaron Judge.
Good.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. Really good call.
Dobnak.
All right. With my first pick, I will take Stanton.
Sure. He's homering today, so that's a good pick.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And where the fuck is the lineup? Need to see that. DJ, I don't know. Oh.
I'm on.
Did you take Gio?
I did. Why? What were you just going to do?
I have Gio homering today.
He showed a homer swing yesterday.
But I also have Gleyber.
His swing
because
to the
kind
opposite field.
Of Gleyber's friends are hitting home runs. No, I don't want Gleyber because he's
not around Gleyber. Bum 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 bum.
Move like a bug.
Gleyber's committed to being a contact guy, and that's fine.
Know what I'll allow?
What?
If you want Higgy, I'll allow it.
I don't.
I didn't think you would.
Cause I
soft.
Because I want Gary.
I mean, this is kind of a Higgy homer game. Randy Dobnak.
It is a Higgy homer
game. It kind of is. That's why I was throwing
but
it out.
But it's a legal pick, so you're just setting me up for...
How about this? If Higgy homers today, we both get a point.
Hell yeah.
How nice is that shit?
We both get a point if Higgy homers today. In your face, everyone else.
Let me take you to the movie show today, and then you will be my baby.
Move like a bug.
I'm going to take...
Who are you going to take with Stanton?
DJ.
I like it. There's a chance. There's a chance.
I like it. There's a chance.
I can't tell because I see it. Not to get to premonitions early, but I just can't tell if his ball hits the fence or not.
No, it's actually a pole shot.
I just can't tell.
That's fine. It's a pole shot.
That's why it's not my promo.
Gary's giving a pinch hit home run today. I mean, it's like the most obvious thing in the world. Pinch hit double or homer?
I think it's going to be a blowout, so he doesn't have to.
After that?
No.
Yep. God. Look at this.
Pitch to Duffy is grounded to short. Didi feels and throws to first in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Masahiro Tanaka pitches a complete game shutout and a beauty, giving up only three hits, one walk, and striking out nine. The sun will come out. Tanaka. Bet your bottom dollar with Tanaka. The sun will shine anyway, Tanaka.
I mean, that just made me pretty sad. Speaking of nostalgia.
It is high, it is far, it is gone. Tulo Hitsky. the man of Troy, homers to right.
All right, what's the over-under?
Dobnak versus Cole. Oh, man. Oh, revealed.
8.5. I'm going to guess 8.5. I'm guessing 8.5.
I guessed 8.5.
Hell yeah. You want to do this again? That's a good guess by you, 8.5.
It's over. Easy over.
I think it's over as well.
Yeah.
I think Cole has an ambiguous start.
Okay.
No.
I like that word.
What?
I like that word.
Like no, the people that are looking for him to give up 5 again and the spin rate's down, they're not going to get answers. The people that are looking for the spin rate to be back up and him be dominant, they're not going to get. No one's going to get a platform to speak on. It's going to be like 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, but 5 hits and the RPMs are like 200 down, not 5.
BBD, make me dainty.
Daintium.
I'm feeling dainty. No, I kind of like the inauspicious Cole star. I like us using bigger words than we need to get.
I think
that
I said ambiguous, and you said inauspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm so dainty.
Can you zoom in on my head real big?
I'm
my
with
red
you.
Nose.
Like I'd say 60% chance of inauspicious daintiness from Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think.
There it is.
I do think.
Yes.
Gerrit Cole is one of the bigger competitors in the world.
At baseball.
In the world.
You never seen Steve Smith play cricket.
I've seen Steve Smith play cricket. That dive and catch over the wall.
You never seen it. I mean, you should.
I just told you about it, and then you confirmed you haven't seen it.
You never seen him hit.
Smithy hit. Smitty. I mean, there's a chance that Cole just goes so rude patrol tonight, which would be awesome. But I'd say it's 60-40.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there.
Like, he could get mean to these. He could drive the actual final stake into the Minnesota Twins season.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Best competitor in the history of the world is that 5'10 sumo wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about what he's doing. You know what I mean?
I have a promo.
What's that guy's name? It's like Enho. I think it's E-N.
Easy with that.
I think it's E-N-H-O. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how you pronounce it, but Enho Akira. That's the best competitor in the entire world. Nah. Him, Virat Kohli. Some
what they do is easy.
Some kabaddi player is probably legendary.
I see this so clearly.
All right.
I'm on Twitter. I'm watching the TL.
Yep.
Dan Allen Rourke tweets that Judge has a 400 on base percentage.
Yes.
And over 400 on base percentage at some point tonight. He's at 394 right now.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a big night. I don't know how walky the Twins are going to get with him.
Judge goes 0 for 0 with 4 walks today.
Like, there's a chance. But, like, we could see, you know, Dobnak could be in trouble with Judgey up. I have him in the homer draft, so I do think he's going to homer. Like, I think Judge probably homers in the first inning, and then he gets walked the rest of the way. Like, the Twins do the, we're not doing this. So there will be a Dan Allen Rourke tweet that says, by the way, Judge gets on base at a 404 or something like that. So.
Predict a BBD tweet.
Okay. So I'm BBD. I'm.
Something like.
At home.
I don't know why, but it's much enjoyable when the Yankees win. Think something like that might be said?
No, I could see Grandma asking BBD, like, where's Tanaka?
Yeah.
And BBD's like, Grammy.
Where's the handsome man with the good glove?
Tanaka's not on the team this year.
Yeah, if she wasn't she on says, vacation without me right now, that'd be a great prediction.
Where's she on vacation?
Did she text?
They're in Lavalette, actually. Or 10, next to it. But
did she text?
Nice.
Does Grammy text?
Ocean's cold. Never, is never. She swimming?
No. I don't think we're letting her, like, go.
So you got the house alone?
Yeah.
You're home alone?
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of good BBD tweets tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a few days already.
Talk about
stuff. Do you guys not notice how dark I've been?
It's going to be like, wow, that big homer from Judge.
I don't know what's stickier. My hands are coals.
I'll use my hands.
Guys, spider tack is not good for masturbation.
We do have spider tack coming to the office in the next couple days.
Oh, that sucks. That's like when we thought we did this, right? Yeah. I mean, it's great.
It's going to be fun.
Jake and I were like one button away from ordering it, and then we realized that we were just going to...
I will be stuck to everything.
We would just have pine tar and sticky stuff everywhere.
I thought about getting us some Pelican Grip, too, and doing a compare-contrast thing. I didn't yet.
Do you think you could use it with a blitz ball?
We're going to try.
I mean, we're going to throw a blitz ball.
I don't think it's going to help us.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that stuff in a blitz ball, we could just... Like, I think we could just do this and the ball would stick.
That's what they're doing with baseballs.
Right. So do that with a really light ball.
I think it would help still. Just get that spin rate different.
I think so.
Spider tack back alley at bats, yeah.
We were born. Do you have any promos? I gave mine. The BBD...
Jake doesn't listen to my half of the show anymore, BBD.
The BBD jerking off?
No.
Stuff?
That would never happen.
It wasn't my promo.
Gary's pinch hit.
Yeah.
That's not a premonition. I told you that's not going to happen. It's a bad promo.
It's not that he pinch hits.
Sorry for trying to save you.
It's not that he pinch hits. It's
called
that,
being show.
It's that he steps in.
Trying to cover your asshole.
Because that will be the moment he wins forever. Not forever.
You're
but
totally
like,
missing the Gary promo.
No.
He has a blast tonight on the bench because he knows he's back.
Which helps him get loose for his pinch hit.
No, he just doesn't pinch hit.
Yeah.
It's a blowy.
I don't think, I'm not confident in blowout. You are.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I was confident yesterday was going to be blowout one way or the other. All right. Goodbye, everyone. See you later.
Party at BBD. See you guys there. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.